Well, thank you. Round of applause there for the captain and Tennille at 21-3. Movie Oki on the way, and also, yeah, before we go any further, let's check in with one of our 100 lifers here on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. His name is Robin Mayhew. He's composed a song for the Olympics 2012, which isn't that far away, and it feels like we've been saying they're not that far away forever, but now they're really not that far away. Robin's on the line now for a bit of an update. Nice to chat to you, Robin.
Hello, Joe. How are you doing?
Yes, very well, thank you.
Well, it must be March I spoke to you last. I can't remember. Then I've spoken to several other people in between.
Well, that's it. I knew we'd spoken before. Is it that long ago? I suppose it is,
It is, yes, because since then, lots happened.
Okay.
I mean, I heard you say just now the song written for the Olympics. The Olympics is really the catalyst of the thing, and it only happens, as people tell us, once in a lifetime. And the reason behind the song is, I mean, it's not a commercial venture. It's for everybody, young and older, to get an aim and an ambition in life and try and plan what they're going to do, focus and have dedication and belief in what they want to, how they want to get to a point in their life. I mean, taking the Olympics as the catalyst, I mean, if one opts to become an athlete, you have to dedicate everything. You have to be, you have to train, you have to do it, and you have to be a bit of a business person to get sponsoring and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that's why I've written the song, and I hope that, unfortunately, the 100 lifers for me finishes and I go on to next year. Maybe they'll carry it on, I don't know. But the plan is that in the new year, I should be sending out emails to about 28,000 schools and try and create a synchronized event with the song. I was originally going to do a competition, but that's too complicated.
Right.
A synchronized event, rather like the 2 minute silence today. I'm not trying to liken it to that.
No, but, I know what you mean, yes.
Where everybody takes part in different parts of the country. Schools and young people and older people can do it, and that's what I'm trying to get to.
Refuse to Lose is the title, is that right?
Yes, the title is Refuse to Lose, and the lyric is made up of words and phrases which all go towards planning your future and trying to set yourself a target in a career, in any vocation, whatever it may be, and then focus on it and steer yourself, plan how to get there and do it. And I mean, the way our society's a little bit flaky, you know, falling apart a bit.
Mm.
Young people probably need to have something like that to latch onto and maybe get their life in order.
Now, you've got a connection to one of the torchbearers in the Guildford section, perhaps.
Brilliant, I know, don't tell me. I'm absolutely delighted.
Tell us more about that.
Adele Tracy, well, she, if anybody goes to the website, which you can do, and you can view the video, hear the song, it's all free downloads, you can do it all there, you'll see Adele. She sings the first line of the song. And I was delighted to see that there she is with the Mayor of Guildford, and I can't remember who the other athlete was, a previous gold medal holder, and Adele there. Brilliant to see, and I hope it goes forward and she holds the torch for the Olympics. It would be a wonderful coup for me as well.
It would be great.
It would be great,
And for people who haven't heard you before, didn't hear when you first chatted to me back in March, what made you think, I want to do this? I mean, you've given what you hope people will get out of it, and I think they're sound reasons, but what about you? What did you? How did this come up? Because you're retired.
I was writing songs for this girl here in Barnum Village. Beautiful voice.
Yes.
Charlotte Howard. Country songs. We were doing that. And I'd written the words of this song because I felt that maybe, you know, she needed to sort of get a bit more focused to what she was trying to do. She's got the voice. She's got everything else, but it was a little bit dodgy on getting forward, you know, going to the radio station and doing it properly and getting it right. And I had the words written, and then Charlotte said, well, I'm going to write my own songs. I said, well, okay, you do that. And then the Olympics was, there it was, in front of me. I thought, well, okay, this is dedication. I'll go for it. I'll refuse to lose, and I'll take this song right through. So there we go. I mean, it's written, it's there, it's videoed, it's recorded. I've got four wonderful singers to sing it, all young and so keen and dedicated. They're difficult to get hold of, you know.
Yeah, of course, of course.
All busy. I mean, Adele is training. She's at Bristol University. She's here and there, and I mean, just amazing. And the other three, well, they're just all the time at it, you know.
Well, before we let you go, Robin, you mentioned a website people can take a look at and download a song. You better give us
Refuse to Lose. There's a hyphen either side of the two. So it's www.refuse-to-lose.co.uk. And on there you can find everything. You can find profiles of the four singers. You can see the video. At the moment it takes you to YouTube to see the video, but eventually for schools and primary schools who may have blocking on their computers, the video will be on the site and you can download it from there or view it or whatever.
All right. Best of luck, Robin. I hope to chat
to you
again.
Thank you, Joe. Wonderful. Thanks so much for having me on.
No, absolute pleasure. You take care now.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Robin Mayhew there, 100 Lifer on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, and here's Depeche Mode.